The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 5, Text Number 4, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on November 15th, 2011, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Tat Sadduvarya.
Sadduvarya.
Adisha.
Adisha.
Vartma.
Vartma.
Sham.
Sham.
Na.
Na.
Samadrita.
Samadrita.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
Yena.
Yena.
Pumsam.
Pumsam.
Hidristita.
Hidristita.
Yachati.
Yachati.
Bhakti pute.
Bhakti pute.
Jnanam.
Jnanam.
Sa.
Sa.
Tatva.
Tatva.
Adigamam.
Adigamam.
Puranam.
Puranam.
Tatsadu varya dishavart masham naha. Tatsadu varya dishavart masham naha. Sangrajato bhagavan yena pumsam. Sangrajato bhagavan yena pumsam. Hridistita yachati bhakti pute. Hridistita yachati bhakti pute. Gyanam satatvadigamam puranam. Gyanam satatvadigamam puranam. Tat. Therefore,
Sadhuvarya.
O great one amongst the saints.
Adisha.
Please instruct. Vartma.
Vartma.
The path.
Sham.
Auspicious.
Na.
For us. Samradita.
Being perfectly served.
Bhagavan. The personality of Godhead. Yena.
By which.
Pumsam.
Of the living entity.
Hridistita.
Residing in the heart.
Yachati.
Awards
bhakti pute
unto the unalloyed devotee.
Jnanam.
Knowledge.
Sa.
That.
Tatva.
Truth.
Adigamam.
By which one learns.
Puranam.
Authorized.
Old.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Therefore, O great sage, please give me instruction on the transcendental devotional service of the Lord so that he who is situated in the heart of everyone can be pleased to impart from within knowledge of the absolute truth in terms of the ancient Vedic principles delivered only to those who are purified by the process of devotional service. As already explained in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Absolute Truth is realized in three different phases. Although they are one and the same in terms of the knower's capacity to understand, the most capable transcendentalist is the pure devotee of the Lord who is out without any tinge of fruitive actions or philosophical speculation. By devotional service only does one's heart become completely purified from all material coverings like karma, jnana, and yoga. Only in such a purified stage does the Lord who is seated in everyone's heart with the individual soul give instruction so that the devotee can reach the ultimate destination of going back home, back to Godhead. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10:10, Tesham Satati Yuktanam. Only when the Lord is satisfied with the devotional service of the devotee does he impart knowledge as he did for Arjuna and Uddhava. The jnanis, yogis and karmis, cannot expect this direct cooperation of the Lord. They are not able to satisfy the Lord by transcendental loving service, nor do they believe in such service to the Lord the bhakti process as performed under the regulator principles of Vaidhi Bhakti, our devotional service following the prescribed rules and regulations, is defined by the revealed scriptures and confirmed by great acharyas. This practice can help the neophyte devotee to rise to the stage of raga bhakti, in which the Lord responds from within as the Chaitya Guru or the spiritual master as super consciousness. All transcendentalists other than devotees make no distinction between the individual soul and the super soul, because they miscalculate the super consciousness and the individual consciousness to be one and the same. Such miscalculation by the non-devotees makes them unfit to receive any direction from within, and therefore they are bereft of the direct cooperation of the Lord. After many, many births, when such a non-dualist comes to the sense that the Lord is worshipable and that the devotee is simultaneously one with and different from the Lord, then only can he surrender unto the Lord, Vasudeva. Pure devotional service begins from that point. The process of understanding the absolute truth adopted by the misguided non-dualist is very difficult, whereas the devotee's way of understanding the absolute truth comes directly from the Lord, who is pleased by devotional service. On behalf of many neophyte devotees, Vidura, at the very first instance, inquired from Maitreya about the path of devotional service by which the Lord, who is seated within the heart, can be pleased. Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Jatapata Kamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam, Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. Very interesting to note here, the karmis, the jnanis, and the yogis, they are all disconnected. Prabhupada is saying here, what is that statement? All transcendentalists, that means the yogis and the jnanis, they are transcendentalists. All transcendentalists other than devotees make no distinction between the individual soul and the super soul. You may say, but don't the yogis worship the Paramatma within the heart? They do, but they conclude that they are that Paramatma, the yogis. So they are also, the yogis also, in that sense, they are also impersonal. Yogis are also impersonals. If the yogi realizes there's a distinction between himself and the Paramatma, then he becomes a devotee. You see, he becomes a devotee. So this is a very important point, that only the devotee realizes the distinction between the soul and the super soul. The other transcendentalists, the yogis and karmis, of course, karmi is not transcendental, but jnani and yogi, they don't make any distinction between the soul and the super soul. They think, I am that super consciousness. So how can you be guided by the super consciousness if you think you are the super consciousness? Another way of saying the Paramatma, the super consciousness. It's a nice term. Prabhupada uses all kinds of very interesting terminologies in his purports. We don't usually hear that, the super consciousness. The Chaitya Guru or the spiritual master as super consciousness. If you read these purports and you look for all these words you don't usually hear in the Bhagavatam classes, you can really use them to spice up your class when you give class. But they go, what? The super? It sounds very esoteric, but actually it's right here in Prabhupada's books. There's all kinds of stuff like this. You're the super consciousness. So there's a distinction made. I was describing to you before the class that there are two stages. There's Vaidhi Bhakti and there's Prema Bhakti. Or here it's called Raga Bhakti. It's the same idea. Raga Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. So the Bhakti process, some people say that
until you come to Raga Bhakti or Prema Bhakti, it's not real bhakti, but that's not correct. It's a misunderstanding. The bhakti process begins with Shraddha. As soon as you have faith in this process, you've begun the process. Prabhupada compares it to a mango. You have a mango, and it's here, you have the mango. Now, in the unripened stage, that is Vaidhi Bhakti. When it's ripened, that's Raga Bhakti or Prema Bhakti. It's the ripened. You still have the mango. So actually, you have pure devotion, even in the immature stage of Shraddha. You have pure devotion. You already have it. It just takes some time for it to ripen. Just like one technique is you take the mango and you put it in a paper bag on top of the refrigerator and let it sit there for a while. And after a while, it becomes a very sweet mango. But to say that there's no real bhakti until you come to prema bhakti or raga bhakti is not correct. The real bhakti is there from the very, very beginning. Or another analogy is this. It's like, they're shooting a rocket into outer space. Where does the journey begin? You got some astronaut, coming out from his house, getting in. They drive him out. He's been training for months for this. He gets in the. As soon as he left his house, has he begun the journey to outer space or not yet? I mean, has he only begun the journey when the rocket actually lifts off the launching pad? No, he began the journey when he left his house. Is it? His journey to outer space began as soon as he kissed his wife goodbye at the front door and headed out for NASA. And he got in the car, he was driving to outer space. And they put him in the space capsule, they belted him in, His journey to outer space has already begun as soon as he left the house. So, the launching pad, all the steps of the launching pad, they have 10. I grew up with the whole space program. I was in Houston when the space program began, and that was the headquarters of the space program. They made it the headquarters. It was the whole thing. As little kids, we watched, the first. We didn't want to hear about the Russian version, but the American version. It was the big news, the front, everywhere. I remember as a kid, I cut out all the newspapers about the space program. I had in my whole collection. It was a big thing, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off, it was a big thing. It was a big thing for us kids to see then, when I was 10 years old or something. So, the Vaidhi Bhakti process means you're on the launching pad, you're doing your countdown, Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Vajana Kriya, it's a countdown. Nartanaviti, Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, blessed off. Bhava and Prem is blessed off. So as soon as you situate yourself on that launching pad, as soon as you say, I have faith in this process, I have faith in this. I have faith in Prabhupada's books. As soon as you do that, your process of achieving perfection has begun. Your bhakti process has begun. You have achieved genuine bhakti. You're right there. You're in the genuine spaceship. It's the real space. It's not a fake one. It's the genuine spaceship. And it's preparing to blast off according to the countdown. So in this way we can understand the difference between Raga Bhakti or Prema Bhakti and Vaidhi Bhakti. It's the launching pad is Vaidhi and taking off is Raga. Taking off and entering the spiritual world. Leaving the earth atmosphere and entering into the spiritual sky. Leaving the material atmosphere in the spiritual sky. So This nice, this point here of how the Lord reciprocates from within is very, very nice. Many times, disciples, of course, they, and then there's a big decision, they like to consult the spiritual master. But sometimes, you know, they have to make an instant decision. Then they check with the spiritual master, and the spiritual master says, yes, you were guided from within. You were properly, you got proper guidance from the Lord within your heart. You see, you made the right, you did the right thing. So, even if we're not always able, the spiritual master may not be there, he may be even departed, or he may not, you know, may have sent him an email, but it's a week before you get an answer back, you see. But even in such cases, tesham satatiyuktanam bhajatam patipurvakam tadami buddhiyogam tam yenamam apiyanti te. Those who were constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding of which they can come to me. So if you're sincere, Krishna, if you're actually sincere about becoming a pure devotee of Krishna, you generally desire, want to become free of all material attachments. Even in your beginning stages, Prabhupada says you're a liberated soul. Even in your beginning stage, Prabhupada said, even in the training period, he is considered to be liberated if he's sincere and he's serious. So even if you can't see Krishna face to face, eye to eye, just be sincere and serious about becoming the pure devotee of Krishna. And then that Lord who is seated within you, his super consciousness, the Paramatma, he will bless you with proper understanding what to do, what not to do, what to think, what not to think, and what to say and what not to say. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yeah, a question?
A sick person, can he be given the highest dose of medicine which he will not be able to handle, or should he be given the appropriate dose?
Actually, recently there was a famous pop star that died because the doctor was found guilty of manslaughter because he gave an inappropriate dose to one famous pop singer, and he died. The pop singer died, and they found him guilty. It was a big trial in the U.S. and a big high profile trial, and the doctor was found guilty because he gave an inappropriate medicine to the patient. So the doctor has to be a proper doctor. He must give the proper dosage. If you give overdose, you see, then it can harm the patient.
So jumping to raga bhakti, isn't it a high dose for the neophyte that we are coming from all kinds of sinful actions?
If there's, as I was telling you earlier, if you don't have a proper launching, you may try to achieve. you may try to enter into outer space without a proper launching. The rocket will crash. You see, it has to be a proper launch. If you try to enter into, this is called sahajism, where you try to enter into the mood of the gopis before you're actually free of all material desires. You see, this is sahajism. Prabhupada warned us against it. There was some devotees in Los Angeles trying to do that. They were called the Gopi Bhava Club. They wanted to enter the mood of the gopis before they were free of all material desires. So one has to go step by step. Shraddha, Sarva Sangha, Vrajanakya, Anartana Vitti. If you try to jump to Bhav, Gopi Bhav, you see, before you've gone through Anartana Vitti, and that will be perverted. That will not bring you to pure love of God. That will be an impediment for pure devotional service. One tries to drop to Raga Bhakti or Prema Bhakti without going through Anartana Vritti, and that will destroy one's Krishna consciousness. He may think he's very advanced. He may convince others he's very advanced. But his position will be abominable. Any other questions? Yeah.
Gurudev, you mentioned a point about getting inner guidance. From the Chaitanya.
Inner guidance, yes.
Guidance.
Mm-hmm.
How do we distinguish if it is the mind that is telling us or if we are we really...
Check with your spiritual master. The neophyte has to check with his spiritual master. Spiritual master, there are cases where devotees thought they were doing the right thing. Like the time when Prabhupada was struggling to purchase the property at Juhu. And he was fighting it out with Mr. Nair. He made a whole arrangement that finally he made Prabhupada intelligently got Mr. Nair to sign the paper over to do it. And it was a whole very intelligent strategy of Prabhupada. But then when Prabhupada left, his disciple, Tamal Krishna Goswami, being influenced by the lawyers, at that time the ISKCON lawyers were actually secretly working for the enemy, Mr. Nair. And being influenced by the lawyers, Tamal Krishna thought he was doing the right thing. He canceled the sale agreement. He canceled it. And he called out Prabhupada to give him the good news. Prabhupada canceled the agreement. What was Prabhupada's response? He hung up the phone without a word. So the neophyte devotee, how will he has to, well, he tries his best. Sometimes he's chastised and sometimes he's glorified. So that way he can learn. That way he can learn to make a distinction, because the spiritual master is there to train him. When he's doing things properly, when he's not. And that's how it's done. That's why the spiritual master is essential. He's the representative of the super consciousness, external manifestation. So we require a guru. Those who think, I don't need a guru, I'll just connect with super consciousness. Like you're pointing out, they may just be listening to their own mind. We require the spiritual master to train us to make that distinction between my own mind and the superconsciousness. That's why guru is essential. Tadvagnartam saguru meva bigats chet. You know the Sanskrit grammar a little bit? Yeah. The vidilin form of a verb. Gachati, he goes. Gachanti, they go. Gachchet, must go. So there's no option. You have to have the spiritual master if you want to really know the science of God. If you really want to be able to connect with the super consciousness, you have to have the spiritual master, a bona fide spiritual master, one who is himself connected with the super consciousness, fully connected with the super consciousness. Any other questions? For now, I have no more questions. Anasini, you have any questions? All right. Nothing. Okay. Yeah.
There is a mention in the Prabhupada's purport. I'm not sure in one of the verses, Bhagavad Gita purport, it mentioned that when a devotee is not under the guidance of a spiritual master, still the...
he can become Krishna conscious. From within the super soul will guide.
That was
234, I think. Wait, let me hear the rest of the question so I can understand it.
So it was... I think it is in the other one, Jnana Deepena Bhashvata, where it says, Krishna says that
in
the heart and...
10-11 purport.
So 10-11 purport, Prabhupada has mentioned that if a neophyte devotee is not able to connect or ask the spiritual master, then Krishna does
guide them from within.
Yeah, we had this question was raised the other day in a class, and I think I've got a new realization about it today. Because it's an issue that, let's see, 10:10, Bhagavad Gita.
10:11.
10:10 or 11. It's 11 where it's implied in the other one and stated directly in the, and it's there, the idea is there in both of them. It's more clearly stated in one of them. Let's see here. I remembered it was in 10:10. Let's check that one. I think it's 10:10, where it's implied in 10:11, but I think it's more explicitly stated in 10:10. Yeah. A person may have a bona fide spiritual master and may be attached to a spiritual organization, but still, if he is not intelligent enough to make progress within, Krishna would then give some instruction so that he may ultimately come to him without difficulty. Qualification is that a person always engage himself in Krishna consciousness and that love and devotion render all kinds of services. He should perform some sort of work for Krishna, and that work should be with love. The devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress in the path of self-realization, but is sincere and devoted to the activities of devotional service. The Lord gives him a chance to make progress and ultimately attain him. So that's one. And let's look at the one in 10:11. There's a similar thing there in 10:11. Let's see what. 10:11. Let's see here. 10:11. Bhagavad Gita 10:11. Okay. Yeah, it's been 10:11. Manaji was wrong. There are very, very learned, but even if a devotee does not take advantage of their literatures or of his spiritual master, if he is sincere in his devotional service, he is helped by Krishna himself within the heart. So in other words, as I pointed out in my example, you're sincere in your desire to do the right thing, but you're not able to take advantage of your spiritual master because he's not there, or you're waiting a whole week for the email, but you have to make the decision. You're not able to take advantage of his direct instruction, and sometimes you can't do that. It'd be nice to have the spiritual master always there, do this, do that, at every minute. But sometimes you're not able to take advantage of his instructions because he may be departed from this world. That's also there. But in such cases where you're not able to get a direct answer from your spiritual master, he's helped by Krishna within the heart. And another point is, a spiritual master can also speak to you from within the heart. Prabhupada said that one time. He said, they asked him, Prabhupada, can the spiritual master guide you? And he said, if your heart is pure. So even in a case where you can't take direct external instructions from your spiritual master, the super consciousness, Krishna within your heart, or even the spiritual master within your heart can help you. So does that answer your question? Okay. Any other question? Yeah.
If a disciple is not getting a question to ask from his spiritual master, what does the mentality of that devotee?
It might mean he's nicely engaged in devotional service. Prabhupada's only question was, how can I serve you? It was the only question he ever asked his spiritual master, how can I serve you? If one doesn't have many questions, it may be that you don't need to ask any questions because you're already properly engaged in Krishna consciousness due to previous engagement in previous lifetimes. You have a natural affinity for devotional service. You may not need to be corrected for this bad habit and that bad habit and this bad habit. I mean, the kind of sometimes the spiritual master feels like he's a garbage can for all the anartas that devotees say, I have this problem, I have that problem, I have this problem. You know, what the stuff I get in the email is just sometimes it's so heavy, and well, I'm in love with another man's wife. You know, that kind of garbage I'm having to deal with. What should I do? You know, these kind of things. All right, you know, I'm masturbating every other day. What should I, how can I get over it? You know, all this heavy people. Just if one is actually very nicely fixed in a very, very sattvic position, he's read Prabhupada's books, he understands the books, he's following the process, his only question may be, how can I serve you? And there's nothing wrong with that. That was Prabhupada's position. His only question was, how I can serve you? And the answer was given. He was first instructed by Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, you spread this Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world. And then just days before Guru Maharaj's departure, in December, what was it, 1935, 36, he wrote to Guru Maharaj, he says, you know, I could not serve you like my god brothers who are living in the temples, the ashrams. I'm a householder earning, you know, maintaining my family. I wasn't able to do anything for you, but what can I do for you? He says, again, the same exact instruction. So if that's the only question one has for his spiritual master, how can I serve you? Then that is that his question is perfect. It does. Krishna does say you're supposed to inquire from the spiritual master. So if you have no inquiries, you already understand what is the Vaidhi Bhakti process, what is the ultimate goal of Prema Bhakti. These understands at least that are clearly understood, and you're following them nicely, and you're fixed in them nicely. You're having no difficulty doing that. Then your question is, well, how can I serve your mission? Krishna said you're supposed to inquire from the spiritual master, so one should know. Even without asking, just by, you may have questions in your heart, but they're answered in the classes. That's also there. I mean, I have so many people who they say, I had this question, but then it was answered in thought for the day. Again and again, I've heard this so many times, it just amazes me. Again and again and again. You see, the Super Soul is in the heart of my students, and the Super Soul is in my heart. Super Souls inspire me to do certain, you know, put certain things in thought for the day. And it's connecting with my readers. Any other question? Yeah.
How do I know that I'm out of anartha nivritti stage?
When you have no more attraction for anything in this material world. Then you know you've passed beyond. Now you've gotten free. Nothing of this material. What is that shloka? Bhakti pareshanu varo varaktir. Varaktir. You have no attachment for anything in this material world. But look out for the subtle one. Okay, I don't want a girlfriend. I'm not interested in money. That's good. What about recognition for being an anartha, someone who's become free from material desires? What if I have a desire to be recognized as somebody who's free from material desires? Well, that's a material desire, you see. So the gross ones are pretty easy to distinguish. Look out for those subtle ones, they're the really tricky ones. You see. When I come to the assembly of Vaishnavas, I want them to recognize me. You see. They must let me speak my realizations because I'm advanced in understanding. These are anarthas. Pride. The fully realized devotee, he's happy just to sit and hear others' realizations without ever even speaking. He can go on hearing for millions of years the realizations of others. He doesn't think, oh, they have to hear my realizations because I'm very advanced. No. He can sit for millions of years and simply hear the realizations of the realized souls and swim in and not restless that he has to hear why I can't speak. So there's many types of anarthas one has to. I recommend studying the Madhurya Kadambini. I don't know if it's available right now, but I think it's. I based one of my pure devotional seminars on that in Govinda Valley when you. Actually, we've only scratched the surface. We could do pure devotional service seminars again and again and go every time go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. There's so much there. And the realizations just keep coming more and more and more about it. It's a very deep topic. We can talk about the basics, just being fixed in Vairi Bhakti. And that's what we mostly need to hear, giving up our anarthas. That's why I began preaching this, emphasizing prema bhakti, pure devotional service, in my seminars. I could see the devotees are not even following the four regulative principles. That's why I was inspired to begin giving seminars on pure devotional service. But it goes beyond just following the rules and regulations, actually developing affection and attraction for the sweetness, the wonderful sweetness of Krishna. You see? It goes beyond just, obeying the orders of your spiritual master, that's the prerequisite. But then once you're doing that, then what next? You're strictly following your spiritual master's instructions. So, okay, that's Vaidhi Bhakti. Now, what's the result? The result is you actually develop you develop taste. You become solidly fixed, you develop taste for the name, Nama Ruchi, Rupa Ruchi, Lila Ruchi, all of these things become very, very attractive. That you could become so attractive, you could chant the Brahma Samhita prayers for 10 million years. Just go on chanting them for 10 million years. Easy. Any other questions? Okay, we'll stop here. Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.